Good afternoon, everyone. It was a cracking end to the week. Quite a happy Friday for Aussie shares. In fact, the ASX 200 up 63 points or 0.9% to 7,320. It means we finished near the best levels of the day, two straight days of gains, and thanks to some strong improvements on Monday as well, it means we've put an end to that dreaded four-week losing streak. And over the past 5 days, the share market's improved by close to 2%. Now, a number of factors at play here that helped, but certainly what seemed to really push the market higher today was at around 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is when we also had breaking news out of the US that the US Senate approved legislation to temporarily raise the debt ceiling in the United States for at least 2 months. So this will certainly be something that will come back in focus in coming weeks at some stage, but it's been a concern for a while now. Markets were worried that perhaps the Democrats and Republicans would end up not agreeing and then would send the US into default. That could create some concerns over the short term, but certainly this was alleviated at least for the time being. Elsewhere, we had gains across most Asian markets as well, even though they've faded a bit from their highs of the day. The Chinese market also back online today after a five-day holiday, and it's doing reasonably well. It's up around 0.33% for most of the session so far. And we also had a strong lead from Wall Street. The US market was up 1% and is also showing signs of lifting in the early part of the session tonight as well. As far as stocks go, look, we had gains across all sectors today. The standouts really tech, resource stocks and the banks. And there's actually been, focusing on the resource stocks quickly, there's been no change in iron ore prices for the past 3 days because of holidays in China for the past week, really. But what we saw today was the Chinese market coming back online, as I mentioned, but that also means that iron ore prices have moved around a little. So we had the iron ore price today lifting about 4.5% in China. Strong gains then flowing through to Rio Tinto, which rose about 4%, BHP up 3%, Fortescue up 2.5%. By far the worst performer today and this week, though, was a company called EML Payments. And this is a company that develops payment card technology. Now, the reason why it fell was the Central Bank of Ireland that basically raised additional regulatory concerns it has with its subsidiary in Ireland. So it's already raised concerns in the past, but this isn't just going away, and EML payment shares have dropped back. EML also said that it could materially impact the European business, but fell short of providing specifics. Now, we also had Woolies paying out about a $700 million dividend to investors today, but others like Helios, Sigma, Genesis Energy and WiseTech did as well. Now, over the week, lots has happened. So looking at some of the highlights as far as company news is concerned, we heard from Nick Scali, which was one of the best this week, up about 22%. This is after buying Plush, the sofa retailer, for about $100 million. We heard from Boral as well, the building products group that completed the sale of its US business so it can better focus on its Aussie operations. We heard from Wesfarmers, which moved a step closer to buying API, which is behind Priceline. It basically bought a 19% stake in that group. Collins Foods as well, which owns 250 KFC restaurants in Australia, struck a deal with Yum Brands. This is the US organization that runs about 43,000 restaurants, the parent company behind KFC, Taco Bell and Pizza Hut. So what this means is it can basically run the KFC business in the Netherlands, and it thinks it could open about 130 new stores over the next decade. And then we also heard from APRA, the banking regulator, a couple of days ago. And banks are now required to ensure borrowers can service a mortgage that's 3% above the offered rate. In the past, that's been 2.5%. So this is all in response to elevated property prices and just to make sure that people aren't over-leveraged. And on that front, we heard from the Reserve Bank today with the Financial Stability Review. Now, it sounds riveting, of course, but this is important. It's a semi-annual report from the central bank, and it basically provides the RBA's assessment of what it thinks the financial situation is at the moment for the financial sector, what kind of shape it's in, and if there are any risks as well. So big picture, the RBA said the financial system is viewed as being resilient despite the pandemic, but also raised concerns around household debt, which has picked up a notch as well. Not really having a big impact on our market at all, though. Tonight, one of the big reports of the week will be released. This is an update on US jobs growth. And this is when we find out how many jobs were added or lost in the United States last week, what the unemployment rate is as well. So certainly the type of thing that can move markets around, including shares, the bond market, and also the currencies as well. Next week, plenty going on, but just a few of the highlights. We've got an update on jobs growth next Thursday. We've got AGMs as well. CBA, CSL, Telstra will hold their annual meetings with investors. And next week, we've also got plenty of companies releasing their profit results in the United States. Most of them will be the big banks, but that really starts off a period for the next few weeks where we're going to be hearing from many of America's largest companies. The Aussie dollar finally at about 72.9 US. Have a great weekend, everyone, and we'll chat again next week.